A second or two later, the external feed came back on. The Sun-Eye ship, its boarding tubes and grapples, was still there, but beyond, they could see a wide segment of landscape with ragged edges, its surface made grey by millennia of exposure to hard vacuum. They had jumped back to the gas giant in the Red Dwarf system, only now they were on the other side, away from the fighting.
"They brought us back," said the Admiral, smiling.
"So we've a chance of being rescued," said Marco.
"Only if we can stop these Sun-Eye bandits from towing us off to their prison."
The Admiral got up, went to one of the cabinets and opened it. Tough but flexible body armour was handed round, jackets and leggings and goggled face protectors. All of it had a silky black sheen.
"Sabotage," the Admiral said. "We fight our way onto their ship, find some important-looking systems, and set a few shaped T-9 charges. Oh, and slap a few on those boarding tubes as well. Sergeant, how would you rate our chances?"
Michek squinted back at the screens.
"Far fewer drones patrolling our corridors than before, sir. I'd give good odds on reaching their ship."
The Admiral grinned and broke out the weaponry. Cao Chi, though, felt that the Admiral was being less than candid about encountering the Sun-Eye drones. Might they not have something more powerful than darts to fire? And could there be other lethal countermeasures hidden in ceilings and bulkheads? Cao Chi was passed a beam pistol, cased in some lightweight alloy and coloured white and blue. It looked and felt like a toy.
"Don't be deceived by the lightness," said Sergeant Michek,
as she gave an identical one to Marco.
"These are drop troop issue, a redesigned model with a 20% range improvement over the previous mark."
"We'll divide into two teams," said the Admiral. "Young Marco will stay with the sergeant, keep his wits about him, and follow orders. Understood?"
Marco grinned nervously and bobbed his head.
"Cao Chi," Zhilinsky went on, "you're with me. Let's teach those Sun-Eye machines a thing or two, eh?"
He pointed at one of the screens, which showed that the Vitazul was being hauled on a course leading around the gas giant towards the vicinity of the Raug Vox Humana flotilla.
"Time is limited. Let us be on our way."
Via more maintenance passages, communal rooms, and underfloor crawlways, they reached a med station near the sternmost of the boarding tubes in 10 minutes or so. Once the sole patrolling disc drone had passed by on its way along the dorsal corridor, the Admiral led them out along the passageway. He used a local hatch override to lock all the nearby hatches, sealing off that particular corridor junction. Then they approached the oval opening in the ship's hull. Silver-green hooks curved round the edges of it, their tips sunk into the bulkhead metal. Beyond, the opaque conduit waited, undulating slightly.
"Should be 0G along this stretch,"
the Admiral warned, readying his short-bodied beam rifle before ducking through. Cao Chi watched in admiration as the older man kicked off from the rim of the sealing ring and gracefully glided up the tube. He recalled his own experiences with weightlessness on board Blackness Station and mentally prepared himself for a display of oafish clumsiness.